seminar yesterday. We read the anonymous brisa, which has the two makaros. Now the Gemara tries to figure out what the drasha, what the gzereshava of maka maka is. Hi maka. Ilema maka behemai shalmenu maka adam yumaha sahu bikataluxiv. Ella mehacha. Maka nefesh behemai shalmena. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Besamachle. Vish ki ten rum ba'amita. Kashira sakini aselo. So Tosos points out, even though we use the word samechlei, either you're not goreset or if you are goreset, be'etzem it's still a gzeirah shava. Now this is a very unusual gzeirah shava, as the Gemara is going to point out, because it doesn't say the same word in both places. It's hakaka. Rashi points out there are other places where you might say similar things. It's the concept of haka, not the actual word. This also brings us back to the question we briefly discussed yesterday as to whether this is merely needs to be a full-fledged Gzeirah Shava or not. Are we really looking for a Makor just an Asmachta? But anyway, the point of a Samechlei is like this. Because it's, why do we pick, according to Tosfos, this one? Vishki Tenmon Ba'amiso, Kasher Sakene Asala. Earlier, we said, if we just have Gzeirah Shava, we could have said, from the other pasuk, right? We have two almost identical psukim, right? Kasher asah ken yaseh lo, and what's the other one? Kasher.
Ken
yinaseh bo. Okay. So hi lav makahu anan hakaka kaminan makah hamura behema letashlumin afa kamura be adam letashlumin. Now the next six lines. Five lines are very difficult. And that's why Tosos takes them out entirely. He asks four questions on this Mahalich. But Rashi has the Girsa. Baha, Ksiv, Vishki, Akekal, Nefesh, Adam, Mos, Yumas. Now, what's the Kasha? So Rashi says that here, Mos Yumas cannot be referring to literally killing, and understood that we're talking about Ritzicha because we already mentioned that. So must be talking about wounding a person. What does Mos Yumas mean? If you chop off his finger, your finger is killed, Kilo. So that proves it's not Mamam B'mamish. No, we say B'mamam. Mos Yumas B'mama, which again, L'chora highlights a onesh type perspective. It's hard to imagine that you would use that term for Tashlumen. M'mai to B'mamo, Ema B'misa Mamish, Lo Sakadaitach, Chada Da'iskish B'maka Behema Yishalmena. What about the Hekish? Now here, Hekesh again means Gzeirah Shava, as we already showed that to be the case. Now this is, again, a little strange, because that's circular, that's what we're trying to prove. But that's the point, we've accepted this Gzeirah Shava. Va'od, Ksiv Basrei, Kasher Yitein Mum, Ba'adam Ken Yinasein Bo. Now this is very hard line to understand. How does this prove anything? So you could say, Kasher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinasein bo, Nesina means tashlumen, so therefore we can't say it's mamish. Which is in fact the Gemara's drasha later on, Rabbi Yishmael, I think. But that was very strange, because then there's this, first of all, we haven't mentioned that yet. And then we're basically saying there's three makoros in this brisa, not two. Why isn't that an independent makor? So the Pnei Yeshua explains this line as follows, that if you're going to learn that Yad is Mamish, Yad Tachas Yad is Mamish, So then why do you need to say, kasher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinatein bo? We already said that. We already know. Ken yinatein bo means literal, right? Just like you chopped off his finger, your finger should be chopped off. Well, we already know that. We already said yad tachas yad. So it must be that it's not mamish, because that's the only way to read this pasuk as being necessary. So therefore, shma mina mama. Okay. So now we've explained hakaka. Umay im nafshach lomar. So what's the tzad not to say this? It's such a good zereshava. Suka kasha latana maichas is diyalvis mimaka behema leiluv mimaka adam. Hakaka could go in two directions. We could make the zereshava to behema, in which case it would be tashlumen, or we could make it to mak adam, in which case it would be yad mamish. Amri, done in Ezekin and Ezekin, vein done in Ezekin and Nisa. Adarabha, done in Adam Yadam, ain done in Adam mi behema. In other words, really this is the question, how do we look at this? Do we look, when we look at your being chovel in another person, we could go in two directions. We could look at it as being doma to behema, because you didn't kill anybody. There's no yitzias neshama. So basically, this is a mamonistic adin. Or no. We could look at it, in the world of onshin, because we're talking about a person. So we're not talking about a cheftza, we're talking about a gavra, in which case, if you kill him entirely, so then you're killed. And if you kill him partially, then you're partially killed. The world of onshin. As far as you can go in both directions. So, Hainu diktani, im nafshach lomar, harei omer, lo tikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach, asher rasha lamos, ki maus yumas, lafesh rotzeach, yata lokeach kofer, avotach lokeach kofer, lo shivarm shem chosven. As we noted yesterday, that makor, the fact that we call it kofer, indicates more of an onesh perspective, or certainly not a tashlumen perspective. In other words, very simple. Lo tzichu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. No. Haimi ba'ile da'amar achmana lo savid beitarti. We can read the pasuk kepshuto. Don't take kofer and kill him. Just kill him. Lotishko mine mamon v'tiktalei. So the Gemara says, no, I don't need this pasuk to teach me that. Hi, mikdei v'shaso nafka v'shachas tamachayvo v'yatamachayvo shtei v'shuyos. So that we know from another source. So what is the pasuk of osikhu kofer nefesh otzeach teaching me? It must be teaching me that atalokeach kofer l'roshei varim. It's a different point. Again, probably the simplest reading of the pasuk. You would have thought that you can take kofer instead of executing him. No, you must execute him. That phrase is unnecessary. So this proves that ayin tachas ayin is mamon al mamish. V'chim ya'achar deksiv lo sikhu kofer maka lamali. We built up this beautiful gzeres shava. Imei hai hav yamina ba'i eino nesiv v'ba'i dmei eino nesiv. Maybe it's a choice. Kamash malon mi behema ma maka behema letashlumen af maka adam letashlumen. Good. So you must pay tashlumen. You don't have these two options of either onesh, mamish, or kofer. Now, as we noted yesterday, you could really read the maskana of the Gemara two ways. You could read the maskana as saying be'etzem this is kofer. You just need the gzeirah shava to teach me that you must pay kofer. Or perhaps, no, since ultimately it's defined by maka-maka, so that's fundamentally tashlomit. So this brings us to the Rambam. And what we'll do is we'll read the Rambams. First in Perek Aleph of Chov L'Mazik, then in Perek Hei. HaChov L'Chaveh Ochai V'Shalem Chamisha Dvar Nezek V'Tzar V'Ripoy V'Shaves U'Boshas V'Chamisha Dvar M'Elu Kulan M'Shtalmin Min HaYafesh Ebin HaChasav K'din Kol HaMazikim that are Nigves for Meitav Nezek Ketzav Shim Kite Yad Chaveiro O Raglo Rowen Oso K'ilu Hu Abed Nimka V'Shok Kama Yoyafa V'Kama Hu Yafa Ato M'Shalem HaPechas Shehifchiz Midama. I got just an interesting point. Start looking at the structure of this Rambam. If you look at Perek Beis, it teaches you how to figure out Tsar, Sheves, and Ripoy. Right? Ketzad. For Tsar, and then in Perek Gimel, it's basically Ketzad for Boshas, Ketzad Mishanes and Boshas. Where is Nezek? It's over here, in Perek Aleph, where it's introduced. She doesn't do any of the other Ketzads in Perek Aleph. We could talk about why that is when we get to the other ones. It might relate to the fact that it's not Shayach to explain what Nezek is without the Ketzad, but we'll get back to that. Okay. So what do? Ketzad. So you pay the difference. Shenamar, ayin tachas ayin. Mepia shmua lamdu. Shezesh namar tachas l'shali mamonu. So how do we know that tachas means mamon? Mepi hashmua. Like we said yesterday, it's a perish mekubal. In other words, tachas could mean mamish, tachas could mean mamon. It could really be both ways. Perish Mekubal tells me, if Yashmu alamdu, that it's mamon. Zesh namar retorka asher yitein mum ba'adam, keini natein bo. Eino lach bo b'zeh, kemo shechavo b'chadeiro. So now the Rambam says, we have a question. What is the meaning of the pasuk? So I don't understand. We'd already answered that question. We said that ayin tachas ayin is mamon. Right? Why is he then asking a new question? Right? In other words, when you read our Gemara, you get the impression that no, really our only question is tachas, ayin tachas ayin. The Rambam presents, and once we prove that ayin tachas ayin is mamon, we're great. How do you prove it? So we have six different answers, seven different answers, whatever, I didn't count. Right? That's our whole issue. Is ayin tachas ayin mamon or mamish? You see on the Rambam, that's not the way he understood the Gemara. Ayin tachas ayin, how do we know it's mamon? Mipiyashmua. In a minute, he's going to tell you how you might see it from the pshat as well. But there's a different problem. Ayin tachas ayin can very easily be mamon. It makes a lot of sense that ayin tachas ayin could be mamon. Because tachas really could be mamon or mamish. But how do you explain kasher yitein mum ba'adam keini nasein bo? That doesn't make any sense. Even once I've explained ayin tachas ayin. Great. So ayin tachas ayin means mamon. Just like you plucked out his eye, so you're gonna pay. But what does it mean? Just, right? Translate to words. Kasher yitein mum ba'adam keini nasein bo. Just like you made a mum in the other person, so too should be done to him. That can't be mamon. The words don't make sense. So that's why the Rambam here, even after he's told us, Mepia Shmua, it's mamon. And that we could understand. That could really go both directions. Right? As I said, I don't think it's like Tosus that it's saying Yad is mamon, Ayin Tachsayin is mamon, is afke mi pashte. It's not. Yad could be mamon. But here, now we have a new problem. There's a pasuk. Once I've told you, ayin tachas ayin is mamon. Now there's a pasuk that simply makes no sense, right? Kasher yitegmum ba'adam, keni nasim bo. What does that pasuk mean?
Why is it more problematic?
Because ayin tachas ayin could mean mamon. Tachas, in place of. In place of. Well, either means that money is in place of the eye, or it could mean the eye is in place of the eye.
So ayin tachas
ayin. Okay, but it doesn't have to be literal. In other words, we have many psukim that aren't literal, right? All over the place. We have psukim. To say a pasuk isn't literal is okay. Just like, v'hechzik ben levushav or whatever. We have lots of psukim, al divar shalot zakadir, the chiluk between ear and sadeh. To say it's not literal, that's okay. That's okay. But what does this mean? What's the meaning of the pasuk? Kasheri teimum ba'adam keni nothing. Once we say it's mamon, that simply the pasuk has no meaning. So now in halacha gimel, he's addressing that question. Oh, so what does that mean? Eino lach bol bezeh kemo shechavol b'chaveiro. I already showed you. That's not true, that literally it means as he was hit, because that's wrong, right? Ella, shu ro'oi l'chas ro'eiver, olach bo'bo, kimo sha'asa, ulefikach mishale nizka. It's teaching me about the nature of the din. And this is very important. Really, what do you deserve? You deserve your eye to be plucked out. Ra'ui. Right? The proper onesh for your act, right? You plucked out his eye. Your eye should be plucked out. Just like nefesh tachas nefesh. You killed him. You should be killed. That is the proper thing. That's what's ra'ui. Right? The world of onshin in the Torah is rooted in the idea that what you did to the other person should be done to you. Mida keneged mida. That is the world of onshin. So that's what's ra'oi. And that's what the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk's telling me, yeah, you deserve this to happen to you. Very omer. Lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. L'nefesh rotzeach, sorry, rotzeach bilvad, hu she'en kofer. Aval chisaron evarim, o l'chavalos yesh kofer. Oh, so now we understand what's the pshat here. What is going on here? Kofer. What is kofer? Hedyonafsho. Right? You should get your eye plucked out. That's what's ra'ui. Because that's keni nasein bo. But the Torah tells you, lo sikhu kofer. The nefesh rotzeach, you're not taking kofer. Here you are taking kofer. So what is this payment? This payment is pidyo nafsho, it's kofer, for what you deserve. You deserve an onesh. The onesh you deserve is your eye plucked out. The Torah says, you're allowed to pay. And once you're allowed to pay, you must pay. There's no alternative. You can't decide. But it's begeder onesh, right? This is what you deserve. In other words, whenever you have, it's a very important point, whenever you have a situation where, whether it's through halacha Moshe Sinai or drashos, Perish Mekubal, we explain the pasuk different than the pashtos or than the literal. So you always have to ask, so why did it say it in the Torah the way that it did? And when you look at the Mefarshim on the Chumash, especially Ramban, and here we're seeing the Rambam do it, you'll see that he does that. Right? he will go ahead, he'll say, you know, this is the Pshuto, Shalmikra. But this is the Drash. This is, and even Lahalacha, this is what it means, Lahalacha. And I think once we gave a different example, but it highlights the same Yisod. The example we gave was from the Pasuk in Menachos, where the Torah says that the simple reading of the Pesukim is that all the Menachos, that for Minchas, Machbas, Marcheshes, they go to the Kohen Ha'oved, and Minchas Solas and Minchas Chote, they go to Kol B'nei Aron HaKohanim, divided equally. So Ramban says, that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra, because the Torah splits it up. It's in Parshas Tzav, right? And then the Ramban says, oh, but the Medrash is that all the Kohanim get divided equally, get split equally. So he says, Ramban says, I'll tell you, what's the Tom of the Mikra Pipshat? That the Minchas, Machvas, Marcheshes, Chavitin, those are a lot of work. They're very labor intensive. So Memela, the Kohen who does all the work, should get to keep it. Minchas Solas and Minchas Chote are no work. Minchas Chareva, it's no work. It's just flour anyway. The Kamitz isn't too hard, the Lila isn't too hard, so you don't have to bake it. So Mela gets split evenly. What's the Drash? The Drash is, for whatever Drash we learn, that they're all split evenly. So what's the Tam of the Mitzvah Pipshat? To teach you that, you know, the more you work, the more you get. What's the Tam of the Mitzvah Pidrash? Shalom Bayis. Now, what in the world is, and then the Ramban says, and the halacha is nikbeis al pidrash, of course. So what in the world do you need the pshat for? Right? If the halacha, in all halachic matters, always follows the drash, so just say the drash. Just say, all menachos are divided equally. What are you telling me al pshat? And I'm giving him, it's like such a mud nizach, right? He's giving tamei mitzvos al pshat. Right? So what? That's not what we paskin anyway. It's not what we do. What are you giving tamei mitzvos or something shalol libadilchus? The answer is no. First of all, you have to always ask, why did it say it the way it did? Ramban says, I'll tell you why. But then it's so much more beautiful, because let's say you just had the drash as it were. Just said, all menachos divided equally. Would you understand the chap of Shalom Bayis? No. The whole chap of Shalom Bayis is that even though I deserve a little more than you, because I worked harder than this, still we split it equally, right? To be mevater, that's what, how do you get shalom? From people being mevater on things that are coming to them, not just insisting on everything that you deserve. You only get that because the Torah didn't say, if the Torah just said, all menachos divided equally, you totally missed the point. It's because the Torah said, on a level of pshat, give the ones that you work hard to the person who worked on it, and the ones that you didn't work hard to split evenly. And then the drash says, no, you split them all equally. We learned this Givaldic lesson, right? In other words, just because we explain something, lahalacha, to mean a certain thing. So that doesn't mean you could like ignore the pshat. That's why they're mefarshim al pi pshat, that don't explain al pi drash. So it's obvious why, you know, on narrative points, why you do that. Because, you know, shivim panim la Torah. But even on halachic portions, you always have to do that. Anytime the Torah doesn't, the drash, meaning the halacha, is not like the pshat, you have to say, so why did the Torah say it the way it did? So the Ramban does that in that case. So that's exactly what the Ramban's doing over here. And the Ramban's telling you, actually exactly what the Ramban says over there, which is that the Pshat is really telling you the Tam HaDavar, the philosophy of the mitzvah. In this case, what do you deserve? What do you deserve? Your eye to get cut off. What do? You pay. So now, you have two options, right? You could have said, okay, there's Pshat and there's Drash. The pshat is your eye gets cut out. The drash is mama and shine. So the Ramban says, no, you have to ask. So why did it say it this way? Answer, to teach me what you deserve. Right? Now from Perek Aleph, that's all I have. In other words, maybe you say, just teaching me a very nice idea. In the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, like, al pi pshat, this is really what you should get. But we'll see what's amazing here. And again, I think that you find this in many places where the Torah changes from the Pshuto Shel Mikra, is that not only is it teaching you an idea, but actually there's going to be tremendous nafkaminas. That's what we get to Parakei. This idea of what this is. But we're going to get there. But again, that's what the Rambam's saying. What's going on here? What do you deserve? Your eye to be cut off. What do you do? Pay mom.
Is this terribly, or is this fundamentally different than the girsa that the Re rejects? Meaning, it's dealing with meaning in Tosfos.
Yeah.
Meaning, the fact that the Gemara brings an additional pasuk, like one of the questions of Tosfos there was, is this pasuk any better than Ayin Tachasayin? Meaning, once I have a gibui that it's not mamish, so then why are you saying, oh, there's a new pasuk? Like, okay, so you already have a gibui that it's not, like, so meaning, it's not like the Rambam's saying, like,
You're saying that it might, that if you have our gear, so we might be trying to do a similar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. V'chol zeh sh'nema v'chol vo v'chaveru maziko lo sachos ein ha'cha sh'lo tachos v'tashlumin. Again, we have a kasha on this, because the pasuk of lo sachos ein ha'cha would seem to indicate mamish. No, it means lo sachos b'tashlumin. Shema tomer anihu ze b'shelo b'kavan achavo bo arachamenu l'kach nemer lo sachos einecha. Now again, this is meduyak l'fi shitasa. You see, if it was plain old tashlumin, regular tashlumin, it's pashut that we don't take this into account. Right? Let's say I borrow money from Philip, okay, and I refuse to pay, so he takes me to Beis Din. So I say to the Dayanim, yeah, of course I borrowed the money from him, and I happen to have the money, but look, I'm very poor. Please give me a break. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Dayanim shouldn't have mercy on me. If Philip wants to give me tzedakah, he can give me tzedakah. But it's pashut that that's not something that the Dayanim are going to do. Take into account that I'm poor. Oh. But once you say that pshat is, that this is onshin. So in the world of onshin, this is something we sometimes take into account. Right? It's not, we're not talking about the world of mamonis. We're talking about the world of onshin. Talking about the world of kofar. Because that's really what you deserve. What you deserve is your eye cutting off. Happens to be the Torah says you could pay the guy kofar, and you must pay the guy kofar. Now, sort of interesting, this is not one of any of the sources that is brought down in our Gemara. Lecha Mishnah says, maybe he found it Beis Makom. And Takim, it's in the Mechilta Rashbi. It's the Drash of Ben Azai. So, but why is Rambam quoting this? The answer is Rambam is trying to do something else here. What I was trying to show you, is there any basis for this within the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Which is not exactly what our Gemara is trying to do. Our Gemara is not arguing on a Pshuto Shel Mikra. Nobody has a Havamina that is Pshuto Shel Mikra. That is a form of Gzeirah Shavah. The Rambam's goal, when he brings Pesukim very frequently, this is a bigger topic, I'm not going to get into it now, but it's not so much to bring a technical Makor al Pidrash, that's what the Gemara tries to do, but to show how Torah Shev Baal Peh is rooted in the Torah Shev Achsav. The way the Smag puts it in a different context is Lahotzi Meliba Jalmina Minim, what the academics call to rebut the Karaites that were around those days. You don't have to put it that way, though, or the Rishonim do. But the point is, the Rambam tries to show you that Tarsha Bechsav, Baal Peh is rooted in Tarsha Bechsav. And it's a different goal than what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is trying to give you a technical makor that has to be mukhlach, right? So if I could say, oh, I could use the pasuk this way or that way or learn something else from here, then it's not mukhlach, we need to learn. The Rambam is trying to show you, okay, but once we know it, do you see it in the psukim? And the answer is this. This is much more straightforward than any of the makoros in the Gemara. Now, it might not work for a technical drasha, because I could say, oh, well, maybe that, but not this, right? And get out of it. Say, who says, you know, that this is not, it's not decisive because shifto yitin rapo yirape is one thing, and this is me'eno and the like. But is it a source? And you see that always on the Rambam doing it. Just for by way of example, if you see a look in Halacha Zayin, he does the same thing, right? If you skip to Halacha Zayin, Minayin Shem Mazik as Chaver Chay Betzar B'fnei Atzmo Sharei Namar Be'onas Tachas Hasharina. What is Chola Betzar as Chaveru Begufa Shul Chay B'Shalim Lo Dmeitar? That's not the Makor in the Gemara for Tzar either, right? Again, the Rambam's making up a drasha. So if you look, some of the Mefarshim say, Markevus HaMishnah, Derech Rabbeinu Lichtov Drasha Shal Derech HaPshat. Right? So what does he mean? What's Markevus? This is exactly what we're saying. Because he's trying to show how this idea, how do we learn Tzar either from Chabura Tachas Chabura or Petza Tachas Patza or the like. That's not Alpi Pshat. Those are, that's the way we darshan. And that's Derech Chazal, and that those have rules, and this probably wouldn't work within those rules. But the once you know the din, you can see it in the psukim. You know, this is all peep shot. That's what the Rambam is doing over here as well. Halacha vav afal pishat varam elu near in me'inim tov rashi b'chsav. So even though I just told you in halacha, hey, that you do see it in Tarsha B'Chsav as well, but he's clarifying. Don't think that that's really the Makor. Rather, Kula Mifurashin Hein Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Roshim Har Sinai B'Kula Nalach L'Maisa Hein B'Yadeinu Kuzer Ro Avoseinu Danin B'Veis Dino Shal Yoshua B'Veis Dino Shal Shmuel Ramasu B'Veis B'Chol B'Veis Din based in Sha'amdu Mimos Moshe Barachshav. Good. Oh, so again, from Perek Aleph, you have this very nice conceptual point about the nature of Ayin Tachas Ayin being Mamon. And I think you could add a couple of interesting things here. Even before we get to Parakeh, where we're going to see the Nafkaminas. It's not just going to be the Nafkaminas here in Parakeh. Actually, other Nafkaminas have just come up in Hilchos Sanhedrin. I think we'll get to that a little later in the sugya. But it is interesting, just another beautiful way in which you see this idea in the pasuk. What idea? The idea that the geder we'll even see a little while. Let's do the parakeh first, and then it's even more beautiful when you see the stia after we do parakeh. So parakeh begins with, as we mentioned yesterday, the iser. And then we have a remarkable psak. Starting in Halacha Vav. Hodu achovel shuchavel mishalim chamisha dvarim shaharei ha'edim hayusham shenichnas l'toch yad shalim v'shas hameriva V'yatzachavu. Aval lo ayusham eidim klal. V'hu omer chaval tabi. V'hoda me'atzma. Pater min anezek u min atzah. V'chayev v'sheves u'boshes. V'ripoy al pi'atzma. L'fikach. Im kafer v'amel ol'chaval tabi. Nishpash v'os hases. So if they're eidim, I pay all five things. Let's say there's no eidim, it's just hodah. Hodah's balmin. So then, I'm going to pay nezek. Sorry, I'm not going to pay nezek. I'm not going to pay tsar. Why? So l'chor, it's because it's knas. Mod b'knas pater. I am going to pay boshes and ripoy. Why? Because those are mama. So das balmin k'meidim dami. And what about boshes? So boshes, the rabbi is going to explain, is really is a knas. But, so we should say das baden kmeidim dami, except it's like there's a kunz, because since when I'm odin based and I'm further mevayish the person, I'm primarily being mevayish the person, so that was bifnei basin, it was bifnei edim, so memela, I will have to pay that. As the Rambam sets up basically a situation where of the five things, three of them are knas, and two of them are mamo. Ripoy and sheves are mamo. And Nezek, Tsar, and Boshes are Kenas. And what's the classical nafkamina of Kenas? Motive of Kenas Potter. So Mimela, you're Potter from Nezek and Tsar. And really, you should also be Potter from Boshes, except there's the Kutz, right? Rambam explains. Halacha Zayin. The Lama Mishalim Adam Shloish Advarim Elu Al Piatzma. Shasheves v'haripoy mamon hu v'eino kenas. As we explained, sheves and ripoy are mamon. Why? Shem lo yitein lo harei chasru mamon. Shu misrape bo uvato melachto. Very simple. Sheves and ripoy are kenas. How do we define kenas? Compensation for loss. Sheves and ripoy are to compensate the person from the loss. Mashe and Cain, Nezek, and Tsar, and Boshes. Why? Tsar. So I cause, poor Philip keeps on getting beaten up, right? I beat him up and I cause him a lot of pain. So he hasn't lost anything. I mean, he might lose something for work, okay, that I pay for. He might lose something for the doctor that I pay for. But the Tsar is, nothing's depleted. And really, Boshes also, except, again, we'll read the kunst that Boshes gets. Fundamentally, you can never be moda b'boshes bifnei beisdin, because it's in front of beisdin. Fine. So, and what about nezek? Why is nezek not chasron mamon? So this brings us back to what we said yesterday. The answer is very simple. Because you are not on the slave market. Certainly not an Eved Kanani market, which is probably what we're going to have to, how we calculate Nezek, like the Rush said, and even Rashi is going to say Lamastana. But the truth is, even on the Eved Ivri market, should it exist, a person's not Omid Limacher. This is what I meant yesterday when I said Rashi, that the Rambam is the opposite of the Rush and even further than Rashi, right? It shouldn't even be, that wouldn't even be considered Hefsid Mamon, Chisam Kis, because you're not an asset. You're not omid limacher on the Eved Ivri market either. At most, it would be like a far-fetched grammar. You're not. Nobody lists their value as an Eved Ivri on their asset sheet. So, it's not chasra mama. It's true. I'm worth less on the slave market. But unless you're a commodity, we're not going to see that as a chisaron kiss. And a person is not a commodity. So memela, that's not chasra mamo. So nezek and tsar, again, there's no market. You're not omed to sell your pain, okay? Anybody want to torture me? $100, right? It's not, you took that away. Right? That's not chasra mamo. Boshes is not a chasra mamo. Nezek is not a chasra mamo. So memela, what is it? It's knas. This is gevaldik. It's mamish l'shitaso. from Perek Aleph. What did he say in Perek Aleph there? He was talking about Nezek. That's exactly what it is. If Nezek was Mammon, so then this wouldn't be true, right? But Nezek isn't Mammon. It's Onshin. It's Kofir. Gevalt. Now, there's an interesante zach. Two interesante zach. And then we'll get to all the kashas on this. First of all, this Malich, this point, comes to the Rima Gash. It's quoted by all the Rishonim, the Magna Mishnah quotes it here, the Ramban, the Rashba, Shvuos, they all quote the Rima Gash. It's beautiful in the Pesukim. The Meshech Chachma makes the Stiyak. Over here in Parshas Amor, Perchav Dalet, Pasuk Chaf. This is so beautiful. What's the Ramban Chalik between Sheves and Ripoy versus, so let's look at, or if you wish, Tashlumi Behema, right, versus Adam. So what's the lashon of the pasuk here? Kasher yasa kein yasa lo, or kein yunasein bo. It's totally passive. What's the lashon of the Torah by Behema? Makeh Behema, yishalmena. What does yishalmena mean? You shall pay, right? What does kein yunasein bo, or even makeh dam yumas, or kein yunasein bo? That's passive. What does it mean, passive? So shall be done to him. Not you shall mena, you shall pay. It doesn't say, right? Makadam yishalmena. Yishalmena means you shall pay, right? That's tashlumin. Keni asalo, keni nasein bo. Always passive. Shall be done to him. Who shall do to him? Who's doing it? Based in. Why? Because it's an onesh. It's a kanas. Right? Raman calls it a kanas. Kein yinasein bo. So shall be done to him. It's begeder and onesh. This is what you deserve. Right? So the psukim are mamish so meduyik like the Rambam. As opposed to what? Sheves and ripoy. What is it over there? Rak shivto yite. Virapo yirape. Who? The guy. Right? Why? Because that's tashlumin. Right? So it's so meduyak in the psukim, what the Rambam is saying over here. Good. Now you could ask me a question, just 1 second, which is like this. We know, what's the halacha, if a person, if an animal, let's assume muad, damages a person. So what do you pay? So you don't pay Sari, Boishevus, and Boishevus, but you pay Nezek. Now, is that an Onesh? Pashtus is not, right? It's an animal anyway. For a person, we understand if I pluck your eyeball out, I deserve an Onesh. My animal. So, and at least in the case of Shane, the regal, which are muad liolam, you pay that in Babel. Well, that's a different thing. That's a, yeah, actually, so. So what's the pshat? So, but that's nezek, right? Didn't we say that a person doesn't have a value? Or that seems to be tashlumen, right? Not onesh. But yet, if it's tashlumen, so what do we see? We see nezek is tashlumen, right? My whole vart was, I was telling you that the reason why Nezek is Teshlumen is because it's not even Shayach to be Mammon, because like the Rambam says, it's Lo Chasro Mammon, because you're not in the slave market. So if you're not in the slave market, it's not Mammon, it must be Onesh. But if it's Onesh, then why does it exist over there? So I think the Rambam, and presumably, I imagine, you paid that Al Piatzmo, right? So the Rambam himself, I think, is Mesiachis to that. Perk Niske Malm Perk Zain Halacha Gimel. Behema Shechav Lo Ba'Adam, if you want to look at this earlier, Bein Bekavana, Bein Shelo Bekavana, Im Tamei Mishan Lim Chati Nezek, Megufa, Bein Muades, Mishan Nezek Shalim, Mepatim Na Shabbos, Mepatim Na Boshes, Mepatim Na Ripoy, Shabbat Dvar Meilu, Lo Chiva Tore, Al Adam Shechav Lo Bechadeiro. Al Behem To, Shechav Lo Ba'Adam, Harei Zek Kimi Shezika Mimono, She'eno Chayav, Ela Nezek Bilvad. I'm saying an amazing thing here. Right? He's saying that the Torah tells us that we treat this kami shezika mimono, meaning to say, actually, be'etzem, here too, you shouldn't have to pay, because nezek, we're not a commodity, we're not an asset, except we treat it as though kami shezika mimono. In other words, to be mechayev the mazik, or the bialim of the behema, we treat it as though hezika mimono. In other words, here there's a gzeiras hakasuv to treat the treatise as tashlumin, to treat the person as an asset, as a commodity. Right? Don't look at it. In other words, this is not, now it's not a kasha. Right? Sometimes taka, we do look at a person that way. Lefikach, and now the Hamshach is so beautiful, we don't have time to really get into it, but he says like this, Lefikach, shorosh v'yesh pater, then v'yesh shuv v'atzmo chayev, k'mo sheizbar, shorosh v'chavol v'adav, o v'imo, o shid, lek gadish chadeiro, v'shaves, chayev, v'nezike, v'nezakav, v'yelayahu v'atzmo, you'd be pater. Why? Because k'mo l'dramine, what's this Hamshach? The pshat is like this, because you might have thought that the reason why you pay tashlumin for your shor is because it's as though you did it, right? That's why almost like, you know, you could even, the Torah says when it's a shor muad, if you kill the person, you're chayev. Misa. Okay, we say you pay kofar, but so maybe you'd say the same thing by, you say if your shor muad kills somebody, it's as though you did it. Maybe same thing if your shor muad was mazik. In which case, you might have even thought that you're pater on Shabbos. Right, because it can lay the rabbi name. Because it's as though you did it. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan is that we treat it like Mishizik Mimona. We don't look at it as though you did it, we look at it as your shore did it. And we look at it as Hizika Mimona. Alright, go back to that. Okay, good. So now we have this tremendous Rambam. And again, the Rambam is Lashitaso in many places in terms of the fact that we treat this as Onash. And Mamon, again, philosophically it's true, but it's also Eisgehalt and Lamaisa with Nafkaminas. Again, we'll get to more Nafkaminas later in Hilchos Sanhedrin in terms of this is the Rambam sheet about what's Nigves B'Bavel, but we'll get to that later. We get to pay down on the base. But now there's a big kasha on this Rambam, this Perakei, right? As the Magad Mishnah points out, that we see from a million places that this is not true. It's not Kanas. Right, let's look at the Magen Mishnah together. So first he says, quotes the Ravid, Bani Tama Vidrav, Terebepeh Kamagar Sinan, Tana Rav Oshia, Shloshes Arvos Nezikin, Avashon Chomish Yivarim, Eilu Rav Avos Hashanim, Shal Mishnah Remichia, Tani Chav Dalet, the Kachash Tashlume Kefel, Bakshin Rabbi Oshia, Amailo Tani Hani, Bamina Bimona Kamairi, Beknasalo Kamairi. So we see it's Mamon, not Knas. Near the Khan, Shakol Elo Advarim, Mamon Bifeirosh. The Od, right? So, Achovo Bachadeir was Mamon, not Knas. The Od, Sham Bizuas of Yahonis, on the Fata, to Mimona Ninu, listening. Yeah, see all these places that it's mamon. The garsin and bachol, the adam adam, the adam mishur, the mimona who liavich lichusayhu. Hikshu al teretz shaasu ki avdinas uchuzay ben mimona beknasa loka avdinan. The adam adam. Okay, we call it mamon. Dear Shlomar. It's difficult. First of all, Rambam, it's not Shlosha, it would be Shnayim. So the answer to all these questions is very simple. That this is not Kenas. The Rambam is not saying this is Kenas. What is it? It's something else, right? It's Pashut from the Rambam. From just what he says here. That, let's say, you were to run to Basedin, right? I beat up Philip. And I know Shitas HaRambam. I know he's going to take me to court. So I quickly run to Basedin. Before I get there, I say, I'm here by Moda. I beat him up. Ah! All right, maybe I'll have to pay Reboy and maybe Boshe, Sarchagav, and Sheves, but at least I got out of Nezek and Tsar, right? It says, Pasha for the Rambam, that's not true. That's what he says at the beginning. Why? Why you chayev? The Rambam says, because they're Aden. Now this was real Kanas, right? Classic Kanas. Like Onis and Mefata, would that be true about Adinish? You know, that if you chaperayim, you're moda before the Adim come, even if the Adim come lebasof, you're pater. And here the Rambam clearly says you're chayev, because there are Adim. The only case that the Rambam says you're pater is what? Is the case where there's no Adim at all. So the answer is, and this answers all the Magid Mishnah's questions, except for the one that we didn't read yet, I'll get back to that, is that this is not classical knas. This is kofar. This is onesh. So there's no p'tur if you're modeh. There's no poter. So anytime there are edim, I'm going to be chayev. I can't be machayev myself because hodas bal din kemei edim dami doesn't apply for onshin. But if we know it happened through edim, avadi, you have to pay. It's just like it's pashat that if I kill somebody and I run to Beis Din before the edim comes, say, oh, I killed somebody, and then the edim come, they don't say, ah, modeh onshin pater. That's a special din of kenas. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking here about kofar. We're talking about onshin. We're not talking about kenas. It's like kenas. The Rambam calls it kenas, but he also calls it kofar. In other words, this is not the regular din. And that's why the Gemara keeps on referring to it as mamon. Because it, in that sense, it's mamon as opposed to classical kenas, like kefel, like arm chamisha, like onus umefata. This is not kenas. If you wish, there's three categories. There's tashlumin, there is, which is compensating for a loss. There is kenas, which is a penalty that has no correlation to damages and to the event that took place. And then there's kofar, which is compensation b'toras onesh. But it correlates to the damage that was caused. It's just that halacha doesn't see this as damage, it sees it as onshin. It's another halacha. It is mum. Compared to classical kanas, it's definitely mum. Right? And that's mefurash in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says, if you're moda, you're pot, you're not pater, you're chayv. It's just you can't be machayv yourself because it's an onesh. Just like if I go to Beis Din and I say I killed somebody, they're not gonna execute me. Oh. But there is one problem left, which is what the Magid Mishnah says. V'oid, kasha, sh'harei, shaninu be'lu nairos, ha'omer p'tc b'tosho ploni m'shalem, boshes u'pigam al p'yatzmo, u'pigam ha'inu nezek, d'ach yaminan ha'sam p'gam ro'no, so kam adem rotzalitein li'kach sh'fal avdo, sh'skors roch nimenu b'ein b'ayla, big problem though. And then he asks, it's not just a problem for the Gemara, the Rambam himself paskins this way. And Rabbeinu Atmo, Kasapek Bez, Milchos Nair, Muzer, Levichach, Homer Nasti, BTCS, Bito, Shalploni, Inu Mashalim, Kenas, El Boshes Begam, Mitzar. As we see in a bunch of places that you do pay pagam, which is basically nezek for onus. This is not mishapah. This is the biggest problem on a sheet to be megash, right? And that's why many rishonim reject it, including the Magid Mishnah. Magid says, yeah, the Rambam doesn't make any sense. He's just following his Rebbe. So the pshat is like this, and this point is made by the Orson Meach over here. What's the reason why we keep on saying that nezek is not mama, right? It's not tashlumin. What's the reason we keep on saying? Because you're not only macher, right? You're not only macher. What about, this halacha is not particularly politically correct, but how does the Torah look at the father's rights to his daughter, a naira or ketana? Answer is, we do look at her as an asset. Biyad lamasra lamunav lamukashchem, we say. And that's why he gets her maisi adayim. She's omed isli macher. He could marry her off for money. He could sell her as an amah for money. He could marry her even when she's a naira. We can't sell her as an amah. He could marry her for money to get more money by being mosa l'manuvel mukashchen. In other words, we take a look at her as an asset. She is omedes limacher. So if that's true, so now it's no longer onesh. It's no longer kanas. It's mama. Right? You've deprived, when this guy was ma'anes, this girl, he's deprived the father of his ability to sell her for a lot of money by being pogging her. Now he sells her for less money. And that's gufa why it goes to the father. Right? Nezek of a son doesn't go to the father. I was going to clarify exactly under what circumstances. But fundamentally, nezek of a son doesn't go to a father. Only nezek of a daughter goes to a father. Why? Why does Pagan go to the father? Because she's his asset. As the Rama says, so memela vada, then when it comes to that Pagan, if you're mode, you're going to be chayef. Because that is tashlum. You've by being ma'anes her, you've depreciated his asset. Oh. So now it's ma'amish meduyak. Now. This is one more thing. And again, so we answered from Shur. So one, just interesante ha'ara, which is, we talked a little bit before about pshuto shel mikra and the like, right? So what is the pshuto shel mikra of this pasuk? Is it, if I were to ask you, translate ayin tachas ayin, al pipshat, would you say al pipshat it's mamon? Or would you say al pipshat it's mamish? And Chazal, no, it's mamon. So, yesh ladun. But the Rambam and Fuchos is a fascinating thing. So Gimel Memal. So he goes through, he says, the Torah's perspective on Onshin is, like we said, Mida Keneged Mida. Kasher Asa Kene Asa Lo. Like Vitzicha and the like. And he goes through a bunch of examples. And he writes, Mishishchis Ever, Mabdin Lo Kamoso. So if I cut off somebody's arm, my arm should get cut off. Kasher Yitein Mun Ba'adam Kene Natein Bo. Right? That's the pasuk that the Rambam loves. Right, like yourself and Faragam. Ba'al tatrid es machshev osecha ba'mesh anu onshin kan b'tashlumin. Aye, everybody knows, this isn't Tamari Harabi's code, right? Everybody knows that it's mamon. Ki ha'kavana ata lases tam l'mikraos. Lo litein tamim l'tarshabal. Our goal is to give now a tam, right? Tamim, it's supposed to l'mikraos. For the psukim. So, the Kofrim say what they say about this line. They say, oh, you see, the Rambam didn't really believe in this stuff. So, this is exactly what he said in the Mishnah Torah. Tam l'mikros, right? That's Perak Aleph. The pasuk, asher yitein mum ba'adam, keini natein bo, is the tam l'mikraos. That doesn't mean l'mais, that's what you pay. But it's what the pasuk means, and it defines what you pay. Right? And if you miss that point, if you just think, ah, ayin tachas, ayin is mamon and shine, this is tashlum, and you miss the boat on the whole sugya. Because the whole sugya, that's exactly what it is. This is exactly what he says in Mishnah Torah. That Tam l'mikraos. What's the pshat in kasher yitemum ba'adam keini nateinu? It's not mama. It's the yisod that your hand should be chopped off. Oh, now the Torah happens to say, but you could pay kol fare. But when we're looking at the nature of onshin in the Torah, right, this is an example of even Chovel Ba'adam is the examples, the epitome of Kasher Yitein Mum Ba'adam Keini Natein Bo. Right? That's and not only that, but it's Ais Galat in Mahalacha. Comes out of Lalacha. Okay, yes, Yoni.
May, two things, but A, that wouldn't necessarily apply to Ein Tach HaZayin. It would only apply to Kashi Timum.
That is Ein Tach HaZayin. That is what it is. What do you mean? Ein Tach, look at the Rambam again, back in Parakala. Ein Tach HaZayin means Mum. No, that means that's what you deserve. That is Ayin Tach HaZayin. Ayin Tach HaZayin means mama. But don't think it means tashlumin, because the pasuk says kasha yitein mun ba'adam. And what's the nafgamina? So the nafgamina we saw so far is that if there's no edim, you're potter. And there are many other nafgaminas. We'll see as we come along.
The other thing is, l'fi the Rambam, mehechetesi, that you pay the nizak anything.
Oh, in other words, it's so, that's gufa the chiddush, let's say, of kofar, right?
Meaning the
in other words,
is not a
kofar. When you're in a world of onshin that happened to be mama, be'etim, you're right. If it's an onesh, you could throw it into the yamamela, right? The goal is to be mastered in the mama. The Torah says, and this is true for every kenas, right? Arba v'chamisha, right? If it's a kenas, it's a penalty.
Yeah.
The Torah happens to say that whenever we're dealing with monetary penalties, the person who is harmed receives that payment. Not b'taris tashlumin, but b'taris onshin, or kenas, or the like. You're right. But that's always true. It doesn't mean it's tashlumin just because you happen to pay
the aggrieved party. The pasuk itself of kofar, that...
Same thing for kofar, right? This guy's chayiv nisa. So what does he do? He has to pay pidyon nafsho.
And pidyon nafsho.
And what does he do? Does he give it to tzedakah? Yeah, vadim. You give it to the harmed party.
It wouldn't be paid
to the heirs.
Meaning,
no.
Basin is the one who would give him the chiyuv nisa.
Yes.
The one who would...
Correct. That's exactly the point. In other words, what you're pointing out is absolutely correct. That whenever we're in a world of onshin, like kenas, right? So it's not obvious who it should go to. But that gufa is the chiddush. Okay, so here's the issue, which is that we're very behind, right? Everybody's well ahead of me. So...